Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, I'm looking at WNEP.com, and their headline on the DA race in Lackawanna County says, Tallarico edges out Scanlon in race for Lackawanna County DA, but I think the newspaper got it a little more accurately. It says Tallarico crushes Scanlon in DA
I think
race.
It was a thumping. That's what George W. Bush would say.
And joining us this morning is Gene Tallarico. Congratulations, Mr. Tallarico.
Good morning. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Just to let everybody know, Gene Tallarico, winner on the Republican ticket in Lackawanna County for district attorney, beating the current DA, Shane Scanlon. Now, the numbers, I was a bit surprised. Now, yourself, were you surprised with how big the margin was?
You know, Nancy, it's one of those things. You feel good. You feel positive. You kind of know the energy and the effort that you put into it. But there's no way to predict an unpredictable outcome. So we were cautiously optimistic that we were going to come out of this okay, but I truly was flattered by the margins and truly flattered by the folks that did turn out and vote.
Mm. Now, did you ever hear from Shane Scanlon? I guess there was a report that he tried to call last night, but I just didn't know if he had talked with you.
That's correct. It was actually when I was addressing the folks at my gathering, he had called, and then I had returned his phone call and left him a message and told him that we would connect in the next coming days.
All right. So, obviously, you'll be up against Mark Powell come November. So you got a whole other race to prepare for, right?
Very true. Very true. I guess we get a day off and then back to the salt mines.
Yeah, before his concession remarks last night, Mr. Scanlon said that he would take he wait until tomorrow to try to figure out why he lost. He had not had time to figure out why he lost. When he got the nod originally, I think a lot of people did a double take because that seemed unexpected to a lot of people. But what do you think was the turning point? Was it the fact that he couldn't find a date to debate you, or what do you think did it?
You know, I'm not really sure exactly what was the key. I like to think that it was the level of support that we had and the type of committed support. And when I tell you, we had hundreds of people yesterday working polls, and there were folks that are so committed to the message of our campaign, and that's really what made this experience so humbling and flattering for me. Mm-hmm. We've had folks from out of the state that I had met during the course of my 25 years, come back to Scranton, come back to Lackawanna County to work at a poll for me. And, you know, when I sat back last night and actually thought about that, people interrupted their lives and drove 300 miles to stand at a poll and talk to people about me and the candidacy that we were putting forward. You know, you can't be anything but humbled by that.
Right. Now, I have to bring up just what had happened, because when you're talking about how you won and, you know, was it anything that Shane Scanlon did, and I've only heard good things about Shane Scanlon, but I really believe a lot of people were shocked because your roots were so deep with the district attorney's office, and you had done so many things even outside of what your job was, you know, working with Marley's Mission and other things. Do you think some of it was the motivation people went out was they felt that it was unfair what had happened when you were passed over to be picked for that position?
You know, I don't know. I don't have any real sense of what it is. That may have been a component of it. And let me just say this, just to be crystal clear. Shane Scanlon has been a dedicated public servant for 14 years. He's carried himself very well as district attorney, and I appreciate and thank him for that service. But as to why people were motivated, I think we had a variety of reasons across the board. Why people turned out, why people resonated with the message that we had in this campaign.
Okay. Well, you get to finally take a break. I'm sure it's been nonstop, right, up until this point. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do for the next few days?
I'm going to go to Disney World, I would think.
You know, I can't afford Disney right now. I'll settle for a day of sleep.
All right. Well, thank you for checking in with us, Gene Tallarico. We appreciate that. And I'm sure we'll be talking to you as we head towards November.
Mm-hmm. Thank you both so much.
All right.
Thank you. Congratulations. Yeah.
Gene Tallarico, winner on the Republican side. So in November, he'll be up against Mark Powell. And perhaps we'll be talking to Mark Powell as we move towards November as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.